45-year-old Sidiwe Adama is one of two balafon makers in the small village skirting a tarmac road. On a recent sunny morning, he sits on a wooden bench, testing sounds produced by different hollowed-out calabashes. The good ones are tied under the wooden cords of the balafon with strips of cowhide. The finished instrument looks like a giant xylophone. Speaking in his native Senufo dialect, Adama talks about his craft. Balafons need a special kind of wood, he says, and the gourds must be just right to produce a sweet sound. Each cord has a special name. For example, the biggest cord at the end of the instrument is called the mother of the balafon. Adama said he once earned a decent living making balafons and playing them during harvests and at village festivals. But that changed when civil war broke out in Cote d'Ivoire in 2002, splitting the country in two. He said people didn't have the money to pay for the instruments and were fearful to gather in places to listen to them. Traditional instruments like the balafon are threatened by another phenomenon, urban migration. When Ivorians and other Africans leave their villages, many are also leaving their musical heritage, usually an oral one, behind. Even those who stay are turning to hipper DJ music, mixing Western and African sounds. That trend might be irreversible, but Guillaume Zadi is determined to document Côte d'Ivoire's musical heritage and to promote it. So a few years ago, he launched the Ivorian Center for Research and Documentation of African Musicology in Abidjan. Zadi's website features instruments, songs, and dances from across Côte d'Ivoire. Collecting the information is a painstaking effort. When Zadi goes to a village, he says he documents what instruments are played locally and how they're made. He scouts out musicians and dancers, and even if they're not there, he tries to get an account of the village's musical traditions. A few blocks away from Zadi's office, Côte d'Ivoire's National Music School is trying to preserve Ivorian music in another way.
Nous essayons de développer un autre apprentissage qui prend en compte, pourquoi pas, l'écriture.
Jean-Claude Negesson, head of the African Music Department, says the school is trying to write down local music. He believes that's the best way to preserve it. But not everybody agrees with this idea. Madeleine Leclerc, a West African music specialist at the Museum of Quai Branly in Paris, says putting traditional music to paper doesn't work. Leclerc says writing down the music fails to catch its nuances. Besides, she says, African music is closely tied to local rituals. Whether it's preserved will depend on whether the rituals continue. Still, there are some encouraging signs. Prominent African singers like Mali Salif Keita showcase traditional instruments in their albums. Other instruments and sounds are being blended into Western-style music. And some organizations, like the Paris-based UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, are classifying endangered instruments as part of mankind's cultural heritage. In Côte d'Ivoire, new festivals are emerging, like the one in the southern town of Ganioua, promoting ethnic Bété music. And in the north, local music expert Roger Soho describes regional balafon contests, pitting villages against each other, just like a football match. Soho says these contests have given the balafon a new role, as an instrument that brings people together after 5 years of conflict. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Tarato, Côte d'Ivoire.